It's time once again to step out, step up, and step into the Coming Out Lounge, a safe space to be you and your truth with Coming Out Coach Rick Clemons. Rick's expertise in the coming out process has helped hundreds of men and women ignite their inner desires to powerfully step out of the closet and into the light of living authentically as gays and lesbians. Freeing you from the feelings of guilt or shame, Rick offers take action tips for basking in the glow of self-love, easy to implement tools for wrapping yourself up in the warm embrace of self-acceptance, and take it to the bank advice on how to step courageously into a powerful, purpose-filled life on the other side of the closet doors. Each week, the Coming Out Lounge brings you heartwarming coming out stories, insights for living authentically as a gay or lesbian, and challenges you to step out of the ordinary and into your extraordinary life. Pull up a chair, cuddle up with the truth of who you've always been, and let's spend an hour in the Coming Out Lounge discovering how to energetically step out, step up, and step into living your truth. Here's the host of your show, Coming Out Coach Rick.
Hello, Closet Busters. It is time once again to stop the closet dwelling and to step out, step up, and step into living your powerful truth. And you know what? Truthfully today, sometimes stepping out requires being really mindful and changing our mindset about what we're about to do. In fact, sometimes it's about just being 20 feet away from that piece of stardom and always feeling like you're the backup singer. And today I want to help you with the help of my guest to really change that space in your own mind and to help you find your own stardom on the other side of the closet doors as you go through this coming out journey. And that's why I'm going to be bringing my friend Anna Malik in, who is known for her Mindset Zone podcast, to our conversation today. And she's going to really help us find our own mindset around this coming out so that you can thrive in the truth of who you are. Her podcast is The Mindset Zone. It was featured on Huffington Post 15 podcasts. You'll leave wondering, pondering life's big questions. I love that. And also during the launch, it reached number one in the iTunes New and Noteworthy in business and management and marketing and self-help and education and training. So she's pretty much got this podcast thing down to a science. But when we started talking about having her come on the Coming Out Lounge, she brought forward this beautiful piece of always being the backup singer and never being the star. And that's the reason I wanted to bring her on to the podcast today to talk about how you become your own shining star as you come out of the closet. Welcome to the podcast, Anna. So glad to have you here.
And it's a pleasure to be here too.
Yes, yes. And if you're wondering why she has this sultry, lovely voice, it's because she's from Spain. Is that correct, I think?
Almost. I'm from Portugal.
Portugal. So, I knew it was somewhere over there. But
yes, that beautiful country next to Spain, yeah, that is really a place to be visited.
Yeah,
highly recommended.
So. Yeah, absolutely. You know, and so I want to really kind of just jump in because you had this beautiful idea, this concept about the stardom and everything, Anna. And it also applies to the kind of people that you're working with, entrepreneurs and everything. It's about us stepping forward into this beautiful place of who we are. So when you brought this concept to me, it was really about, you know, where are people hiding in their shadows? And I would suspect that you find this a lot in the work you're doing with entrepreneurs, correct?
Totally. And this concept of the 20 feet from stardom is the name of the documentary to mm-hmm. that a movie that I absolutely love and recommend, that focus about this, how, and this documentary, The 20 Feet from Stardom, is about the backup singers in the big time of the 60s and 70s on the rock and roll. Everything was the time of, the, in my opinion, great music.
Sure.
And the importance of these backup singers, these African-American backup singers that really transform a lot of the music at the time. And they were better singers than many of the ones that were the lead singers. So and it was one of the questions of the documentary, why? And they had some of them have the opportunities of having their own albums, and why some of them didn't, most of them didn't make it. And though I still remember one of the things that strike me in that documentary is because they interview many musicians from Sting to Bruce Springsteen and so forth. And Bruce Springsteen, he said one thing that struck me a lot. He said, "It's a bit of a walk. That walk from the front is complicated." Mm-hmm. That is not just enough to be good. It's like in the entrepreneurial world, there are so many service professionals out there that truly are making a difference in people's lives. And they are amazing in what they are doing. Yet, that is not enough for them to be successful business owners.
Right, right. And I think this is the beautiful link that I want to really start to bring forward, because I love this piece of that walk to the front is the same as that walk to the front of that closet door to step through and say, this is who I am in my life. This is who I really am. And it is a really long walk to get there. But when we can start to parallel this to entrepreneurs and people who are coming through cancer scares and everything, this is where we all become very interconnected in our journeys.
And it's a lot about owning who we are, mm-hmm. what is our message, what we stand for. Mm-hmm. And we really, there is some courage that we really have, because if we are ready to be totally ready to mm-hmm. be in the spotlight, we'll never be ready to go out.
Absolutely. And I think it's about the self-expression. I know. So a little bit of background here. I met Anna when I first started working with one of my mentors, Michael Port. She is part of his team, beautiful team. She works a lot on the education side of helping people become very, very powerful entrepreneurs through his Book Yourself Solid program. And then I had the pleasure of him being my mentor for speaking and stuff as well. And one of the things that continued to show up as I got engaged in the group and started explaining my business was this piece of self-expression that, Rick, what you really help people do is become fully self-expressed. And I had never really engaged or even embraced that concept till I got involved with the group. And then it started to really make sense, which is the reason now that as I'm developing new programs and stuff, it is about helping everyone become very self-expressed in their beauty, in who they are, in the powerful piece that they are. And to parallel this to the work that Anna does with working with entrepreneurs and other people, we're all on this entrepreneurial coming out of the closet journey, whether we're just coming out to say, hey, I'm gay or bisexual or transgender or lesbian, or I'm coming out to say, I'm going to be an entrepreneur. And I think these are just very beautiful pieces of parallelism, I guess, and that's probably not really a word, but I just make it up. So, you know, I'm the host, I can make up my words as I go. So there we go. But
One of the things about who you are and one of your missions of helping people just be you. Mm-hmm. I love that phrase that you use, just be you. It's so strong, and I think resonates with so many people. And it's not easy just being you.
Mm-mm. No, it's very
and
difficult.
I think we have to realize that and understand that first, because just being you, first you have to know who you are. Mm-hmm. And that for some people, mainly when they are in a transition stage, I think that is a big challenge, because they don't have a clear vision of who they are truly.
Well, yeah, and that's actually one of the starting points that, you know, this is going to sound like a very simple, basic question, but when I first start working with someone who is considering coming out of the closet door, I ask them, who are you as a gay person or a lesbian or a bisexual or a transgender? Who are you? And it's one of the most difficult questions for them to answer, because, well, I'm gay. Okay, but who are you as that gay person?
Yeah.
Because I want them to really embrace this beautiful piece that who they are is so much more than just their sexuality. Just because you're going to say, this is my sexual orientation, that's just one facet of who you are. It's no different than saying, I'm an entrepreneur. Okay, well, yes, that's great. But what else are you besides an entrepreneur? You're a parent, you're a husband, maybe you're a wife, maybe you're, you know, a cancer survivor, maybe you're, you know, there's so many things. In Anna's case, she's like, I think she's got a quadruple doctorate or something. You know? She's so much smarter than I am. It's crazy. But, you know, it's part of who you are. And I know that this is the piece that when people can embrace this, they can begin to really move mountains.
And is the thing of their identity. And by the way, and just for the record, I have a PhD. And when you are somebody that has a PhD, the assumption that you can make is that there is a persistent person. More than intelligence is being persistent, one of the qualities that we have to survive the process.
Right.
But going back on what you are saying is really, really important because, and there is the parallel to anybody starting their own businesses, that imagine somebody that worked most of their professional life in a corporation and mm-hmm. they were very good in what they do and they feel, okay, now is my time to be my own boss and really do things that I always dream about doing and because of the circumstances, I could not focus on that. And they decide to become self-employed professionals. There is a change of identity there. And it's not easy because everything that they were used to, being part of a certain culture, being representing a certain organization, suddenly changes. Mm-hmm. And they know that they want to walk their talk and doing something different. But there is that transformation stage that is not easy.
Right. Well, the transition is the piece that's not easy. And as you were talking, I just had this vision of, you know, someone saying, okay, I know I don't want to be in this corporate world anymore. I want to go create this thing that I really am feeling passionate about and I feel it's my purpose. It's the same as someone standing in the closet saying, okay, I know I'm gay and I'm passionate about living who I am. And it's scary to go, I'm going to step away from this. And oftentimes the things that, whether I'm working with someone coming out of the closet or like you doing an entrepreneurial work, I do some entrepreneurial work with people when they've crossed that bridge, they're like, okay, I know I want to walk away from corporate life. The scary piece is realizing not just the step that you take, mm-hmm. it's coming to the realization that there's a piece of you now that is going to be what I call dying. The old piece of who you were is dying away so that the new piece of you can step fully in. And it's part of the grief that happens. Even if you have done very well at corporate work, let's just say you're that corporate person, and then suddenly, yes, I'm ready to go do my own thing. There's going to be an interesting grief twist that happens when you say, okay, now I'm going to be an entrepreneur. You're going to grieve some of the corporate life and being around people every day and having some place to go. You don't really realize that happens until the morning you wake up and go, okay, I walk from my bedroom 10 feet to my home office or my dining room table or wherever it is. And suddenly there's no, let's go out to lunch or, you know, all this stuff just suddenly disappears.
And even if you, when you, in the cases that you hate your corporate mm-hmm. job, mm-hmm. you really could not, you were counting like crossing in the calendar the days until you receive the bonus to say, I'm gone. Mm-hmm. Even in that situation, you are going to miss some of the things.
Oh, absolutely.
Even if it was the structure that you had to follow, even if it was that, oh, you didn't have to worry about marketing. People were too busy and people, you are going, there is always something, even when we hate mm-hmm. our previous situation, we have to realize that there are things that we are going to miss.
Like a real paycheck.
Yeah.
You know?
Having a delusion of at least the expectation that at that day of the month or every, you're going to get that money deposit in the bank.
Exactly.
So, and I think it's very important. It's like any transformation. It's very important to accept that it's normal to have this chaotic, strange, mm-hmm. messy stage. And there's nothing wrong with you. Just part of the process, and you have to keep going. And if you really feel very lost, because I think the tendency is that we have the tendency, we feel almost drowning, is going back to what we are used to.
Right. Well, and I love that you bring...
This was a mistake. Let's go back.
Right. And I love that you bring the chaotic piece into this because, you know, the feeling lost and the chaos and everything, you know, oftentimes when I'm working with someone, they're like, oh, but things are just such a mess right now. I'm like, well, when was the last time you actually came out of the closet? And they're like, that's kind of a stupid question, Rick. I'm like, exactly. You've never done this before. So, of course, it's going to be messy. This isn't like waking up, putting the key in the car, driving off to work and going to the same job for the last 20 years. It's no different than suddenly you realize, okay, I've been playing kind of this quasi role of, oh, yeah, I'm the happy, you know, heterosexual. And now I'm really going to tell everybody I'm not. Of course, it's going to be messy and it's going to be uncomfortable and you're not going to know where you're going because we've never done this before.
Yeah. And people have to have the courage to ask for help because it's very, how do you say, it's a very difficult time, even for an entrepreneur or somebody that is starting their business, somebody that, like many of your clients that are coming out of the closet, there is nothing wrong for asking for help. For somebody like you that have the experience of walk that that and you help so many people, or to a business coach, or to somebody that has more experience, nothing wrong about asking for help.
Absolutely. But I'm curious. I'm glad you brought this up because why do you think, and I know you work with entrepreneurs and a lot of other people, why is it so hard for people to ask for help?
And I think it's a very general question. I think... it also has to do with some cultural factors. In our Western culture, the independence, you have to be independent, is one of the values that is very subtle and not some subtle ways, is like, is the message. Adult, being an adult is being independent, economically independent, emotionally independent.
Right.
And that was one of the things that my dad always was one of the things that you have to be independent. You have to build your life to be independent. And I think that is a great value until a certain point. Mm-hmm. What we forget is that, and this again, the Western values, we cannot live in isolation, in the vacuum. It's not, I think, yes, we have to learn to grow out, grow up, yeah, and know how to stand in our own 2 feet without any doubt. But after learning how to be independent, I think there is a stage above that that is even better. Mm-hmm. It's learning how to be interdependent in a group of people that allow us, even if that group of people is society, but allow us to flourish and to achieve even better things. We cannot do everything alone.
And I think when you can surrender, which is a piece of this, when you can surrender that you can ask for help, you can surround yourself with, you know, people that are very supportive, you actually begin to thrive and not just survive, you get to thrive, you know. And as an entrepreneur myself, I would not have gotten involved with Michael Porton, gotten to meet you and others in that group and begun to really build my business and become to a space where I'm standing on a platform now where it is, my world is about just helping people be themselves, where that has such a powerful message of why aren't you being yourself? Why can't you go be yourself when you can stand in those arenas? And it, I had to come out of my own closet over and over again as I came to this point because I wasn't sure I was good enough to be the guy to deliver those kind of messages. But when you can actually embrace and hold this and say, I need help, I need some people around me to make this happen, you suddenly begin to thrive. And it's really powerful.
And realize that we have to, there are contradictions in life that are part of life. Because, okay, being ourselves, just be you, very, very important. And at the same time, realize that being ourselves is within a context, is within other people. And we are social animals.
Yeah.
The social pressure is for good and for bad is there. And sometimes we have to change our people around us to be able to be who we want to be. But we still have to have people around us. Very few of us can be totally hermits that live totally alone. That is, and we, most of us will go crazy, even introspect, more introvert people, like in my case, I still need people. And we don't realize how much the people that we surround ourselves in our personal life, in our professional life, are part of who we are.
Yeah, it's so much a part of who we are. And the isolation piece that you brought up is very important too, that this isolation, if we feel that we're not part of something or because of who we are, whether it's, okay, I'm going to go become an entrepreneur and I'm going to go try to do this. If you're surrounded by a lot of people, and entrepreneurs, if you're listening, you will be surrounded by a lot of people who go, oh, why are you going to do that? That's too much work. You're going to fail. You're never Trust both of us, because we're both there in that world. You're going to hear a lot of those messages. But it's interesting, again, there's the parallel of, oh, you can't be that because you're gay. You can't, you know, that's not right. That's not who you're supposed to be. You have to find the ways to be surrounded by people, because the isolation, quite honestly, can be very devastating in so many ways. If you're isolated in that closet and feel like you're the only person who really gets it, it can be very devastating. In fact, it was interesting, just before we got ready to do this show, I was talking to someone about her being raised in a home environment where her father was gay, married to her mother, and then it came out some years later that her dad was gay. And she goes, and then I found your podcast, Rick, and I listened to the show you did with some other gay teens. And she goes, oh my gosh, I couldn't believe it. There's other people mm-hmm. like me.
Yeah.
And suddenly her doors opened. Her life opened up, because she's like, there's others out there like me. And I know to some listening that may be like, really? They didn't think there were other kids who had gay parents. Well, yeah, there's a lot of people who don't know that there are others just like them out there because of cultural or societal things that are happening in their world and surrounding them. So,
And I think that is one of the amazing things that internet can have a big, be a big help, because even mm-hmm. if you, in the community where you live, maybe there are people in the same situation as you, but they don't have the courage to come out as entrepreneurs or sure. in their whatever situation they are living. But the internet is this amazing space where you can meet people that can help you in a positive way. You can surround yourself from the people that can support you to be to understand you and to support you be who you want to be.
Absolutely. So I want to talk a little bit about this being the backup singer and sometimes mm-hmm. not really even knowing you're in your own closet, because I think there's I don't want this to come across to people that, okay, you got to go out, you got to go be in the spotlight, you got to do this. There's mm-hmm. there's different ways to do this, but there is this piece of, I think a lot of people, entrepreneurs or otherwise, like in my case, people coming out, they don't realize that they're actually hiding in some closets, and that actually can be really detrimental to their future when they suddenly decide, okay, I think I want to do this. It's all the hiding that's been going on for all these years that they didn't even know about. So I'm going to use an example that I just came across mm-hmm. the other day, and then I'm sure you can come up with a couple too, but I was flying home from being out of town to see my parents, and I was talking to the woman next to me, and she said, yeah, I'm a bartender, and she was headed to Las Vegas for a soccer tournament, a women's soccer tournament that she's part of. And I said, well, that sounds like a really great life. And she goes, really? And I said, yeah, that sounds like you've got a really nice life that you really enjoy. And she goes, I don't know. I feel like I'm just kind of existing. And I said, well, why do you feel that way? And she goes, well, mm-hmm. at my age, I should have, you know, da, 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 da. And I looked her in the eye and I said, you know what? It's because you built a closet that says this is who you're supposed yeah. to be.
And that is so important. Again, the good and bad of society and the expectations that we create and we absorb in ourselves, what is supposed to be. Because mm-hmm. even in this documentary, 20 Feet from Stardom, we see there are people, some of them really want to be in the spotlight. They want to be the front singer, the leader, right. without any doubt. And and they have the voice and they fight for it. And some of them, they did it. Mm-hmm. Others arrive to the conclusion that their sweet spot is being, they have the spotlight as part of the backup singers. Mm-hmm. And they thrive in that, being in that group, in that situation. And they are. So I think the big thing is that we have a lot of tendency to see things black and white. Mm-hmm. I'm here, I'm in the black spot, and I have to go to the white spot.
Right.
And we forget that if we think about the colors, it's not black and white. Mm-hmm. We have all the colors of the rainbow.
Absolutely.
So why not to really think outside of the box? Okay, it doesn't have to be A or B. It can be all the other letters. And mm-hmm. even we can, with all the letters of the alphabet, how many things we can do, how many things we can write, how many languages are based in the same alphabet.
Right.
So don't limiting ourselves, or even with the colors, if we think on the colors of the rainbow, and then we can mix the colors of the rainbow and
sure.
arrive to all the colors in the world. And I think we'll be, we always can invent a new color, a new way of expressing ourselves. So why I think the big problem is to think it has to be that way. No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. And, you know, I'm so glad you said that, because this is the piece that I always get into when I'm working with clients. Of, they'll ask the question, so how do you think I should come out? And I said, I don't know. How do you think you should come out? There's no one right way to do this. How you're going to do it is exactly the way you're going to do it. And each person has their way of doing it. And so here's where we kind of do the juxtaposition of the backup singer versus the spotlight. Some people are going to come out, and they're going to come out in a really big, powerful, bold way. And they're going to step through that doorway, and they're going to make it known who they are. And they're going to become the, you know, the pride flag bearing, you know, person. They're going to be advocates and all this. And then there's going to be other persons that are going to say, you know, this is who I am. I'm gay. And really, that's all there is to talk about. And they move on, you know. So I think this is the beautiful piece. When we realize how we choose to be in the spotlight is how we choose to be in our spotlight, not the world's yeah. spotlight, not everybody else's spotlight. And I know the work that you do and your podcast, Anna, is all about some of the mindset stuff. So I know I may catch you a little bit off guard, but I know you well enough that not really do I catch you off guard, because you always have something. So let's talk about mindset stuff a little bit, because I want to make sure we get some of that worked into this before we wrap it up here. When people get faced with chaos, when they get faced with transition and transformation stuff happening in their life, you know, where does this mindset stuff really begin to work into the conversation? You know, if you've got some tips or anything that you'd like to mm-hmm. throw at them.
Because when we are in a situation of fear or chaos, we have to realize that the first tendency is going back to the whole habits, the things that we are used to. So I think it's important to understand that. And in terms of mindsets, that means that it's always easy to go back to the whole ways of thinking about the world, to the old habits that we have, because it's what we are used to. But if we are aware that most of us have this tendency, we can do something about. Because we are aware that we have an option, we have a choice.
All right.
And sometimes we are not very much aware what is the choice. And I don't know why, but at this moment, the image that came to me was Alice in the Wonderland when she falls in the rabbit hole all right. and she's in that down there, and she has all these things to choose from, and eating this, eating that, and all that transfer. And she really doesn't know what is going to happen next.
Right.
But she has to experiment. She has to try something. So I think we have to go back a little bit to ourselves as kids, that we have that courage or not being afraid of trying new things just by the sake of playing with new things. So when we are stuck in a mindset, why not create a place? And I think coaching can be a lot of that place. Mm-hmm. It's like we are protected somewhere in that place, but there we can play yeah. with ideas. We can play with concepts. We can role playing. We can verbalize. We can see what we feel more comfortable with. But that allow us to start to see, oh, there is other ways of doing this. There is other ways of thinking about this. I can try this differently.
Absolutely. And I want to make sure we clarify here, because I think what you just said is really beautiful. The habits is what can take us back, but some of those habits can actually be very powerful too. So when I'm working with someone and they say, well, okay, so I think I need to do this when I come out. One of the questions I always ask them is, okay, in that coming out conversation, is that typically how you would have that conversation of something really big in your life with those people or that particular person. And I'm always amazed when they say, oh no, that wouldn't be normally how I'd do that conversation. So then we go in and we explore, okay, so are you comfortable not doing that conversation that same way? Or would you be better served falling into somewhat of the habit of, okay, when I'm having big conversations with people, this is how I do it. I want to help them find that balance so that we're not going off on a tangent, trying something completely new that they're like standing, they move from backup singer to like, okay, guess what? Tonight you're opening the show, you know, moment. It's like, okay, that can be as much of a backfire. So I think it's the beautiful balance and the mindset stuff that you're bringing up is trust your habits to serve you when they will serve you. Mm-hmm. But also trust the beautiful colors of the rainbow. In fact, I had a Ricky Lake moment when you were saying that, because I remember when I was on the Ricky Lake show, she said, wait, folks, I want you to realize that sexuality is such a beautiful spectrum of the rainbow. Mm-hmm. And that's when I wanted to jump up and just hug her right then and there, because it was like, okay, you get this. And she wasn't doing this because of the gay pride rainbow flag and all that. But when we really embrace the different spectrums of how life can unfold and truly embrace it.
And realize that there are more because we are thinking about energy, that the colors are energy. Mm-hmm. The energy that we see, the wavelengths that we see, is just a small part of all the energy that is out there. Right. There are so many things that we cannot see with your eyes.
Absolutely.
And they are still real out there. And another thing, obviously, realize the power of small shifts.
Yes.
Because we always have this tendency, or it's like I say, or it's being in the backup singer or being in the front line. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's not like that. It's like an entrepreneur. I have to be the full an entrepreneur like Bill Gates or mm-hmm. Steve Jobs. No. You can decide that you want to have a full practice with the clients and a one person business, and that is the ideal thing for you. You don't need to form a company and be out there. There are so many ways of doing things, and sometimes it's enough. The change of angle. One of the examples that I love to show how a small shift is so important is imagine that you have like a compass in your hand mm-hmm. and you know where is north. Great. And you are used to always walk north. Okay. And you decide that that is not the direction that you want to be. Just moving half degree east or west, half degree in the compass. And if you keep walking in that direction, after 1 mile, 10 miles, 100 miles, your destination is going to be totally different. And mm-hmm. was just half a degree or 1 degree in direction that you moved.
All right. That's a beautiful metaphor. Totally love it. So your podcast is called The Mindset Zone. And I want everybody to understand that even though Anna may be talking about different things, sometimes it'll be entrepreneur stuff, it may be other ways of shifting your mindset around other things. I invite everyone to listen to podcasts like hers, because you will find some gems of wisdom for your coming out journey if you allow yourself to look at the spectrum of other ways to get help. I think that's why I'm starting to bring different people in to talk on this podcast, because I want to see the interconnections. I want to help people really grasp there's so much interconnected in who we are as human beings and the journeys we're on. Ours may be a sexual coming out, but an entrepreneur, someone coming out of a cancer scare, someone coming out of a divorce or a loss of a child or a family member, we're all coming out each and every day. So as we wind this up today, Anna, you know, one of the things that I always talk about is, you know, obviously this is called the Coming Out Lounge. And as someone who does a lot of mindset work, and you've worked with entrepreneurs and different people, helping them come into their beautiful self, if you were to give someone a piece of advice around coming out and just truly stepping into being themselves, what would that piece of advice be?
First, really, you have to dig in. Don't rush the process of going inwards first and really find what is important for you. In the case of an entrepreneur, what is your why? What is your mission? Why you are doing what you are doing? Because you need to connect with your why. You need to connect with your center. Because when things will get rough, because they will, you have to be able to connect with your source, mm-hmm. to be able to keep moving, put one foot and the other one in front of the other one, getting back up and keep going. And then when you have a opportunity to be listened, you are ready.
Yeah.
And beautiful. You know what you want to say.
And that's so beautiful. And that's so true, because that's where the two worlds that Anne and I both work in, they really come together. One of the other things I say right out the gate working with people is, why is this so important for you to come out? The why is so vital. You really have to wrap and embrace your arms around your why in the way that supports you to the best of your abilities. So once again, Anna, I just want to say thank you so much for being here with me today and sharing your beautiful self with the world. And really, folks, tune in, listen to her podcast, The Mindset Zone. And when we launch the show, there'll be all sorts of ways to connect with Anna on her podcast and her website, etc. And I just want to say thanks for being here with me today, Anna.
My pleasure.
So if you have really enjoyed what you heard today, I want you to just, if it feels good for you, just if it's right for you, I'm not begging you, but if it feels good to you, go over to iTunes, Stitcher, or SoundCloud, give us a rating and review about the Coming Out Lounge. Talk about, you know, what you enjoyed about the conversation Anne and I just put in front of you today about really stepping into your mindset and being in a healthy mind zone as you go through some of the chaotic stuff in life, like coming out of the closet into your sexuality or starting a business as an entrepreneur. And while you're at it, if you feel like it, hop over, tag me in the Coming Out Coach on Facebook, join the group. There's some conversations that happen there almost every day about different things around coming out. And of course, as usual, if you're one of those little birdies that likes to tweet, you can tweet about this show at Rick Clemens, and the hashtag is the Coming Out Lounge. And with that, as I always do, I wind it up with our beautiful phrase of, the thing we want you to do most is to always keep going out there and stepping out, stepping up, and stepping into living your powerful truth. Until next time, I'm Rick Clemens, the host of the Coming Out Lounge. Be blessed, be well, and just be you.
Thank you for joining us today with the Coming Out Lounge with your host, Rick Clemens. Make sure you tune in with us next week, same time, same place, for the Coming Out Lounge.